You're listening to SBS News. A jury in the United States has ruled in favour of Johnny Depp in his defamation case against ex-wife Amber Heard.
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $10 million. As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
The pair sued each other in a case triggered by an opinion piece Heard wrote in 2018 in which she claimed to be a victim of domestic violence. During the six-week trial, each accused each other of physical assault and destroying their respective careers. The jury found Heard's statements about what took place during her brief marriage to Depp were false and that she acted with actual malice. But it wasn't a total legal defeat for Amber Heard. The jury also found Depp had defamed his ex-wife through his own lawyer when he called her abuse allegations a hoax.
As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $2 million. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $0.
So, an award to Heard that's the equivalent of $2.7 million and Depp awarded $14.4 million after the judge ruled that local law capped punitive damages at $350,000. Posting on Twitter, Amber Heard says she's disappointed and heartbroken and even more disappointed with what the verdict means for other women.
It is a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. I believe Johnny's attorneys succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. I'm sad I lost this case, but I'm sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly.
British defamation lawyer Mark Stevens told the ABC the legal action Heard took in London found the majority of her allegations of spousal abuse were proven.
We have to remember that Amber Heard secured a 140-paragraph closely reasoned opinion from a High Court judge in London, which was then affirmed by three independent Court of Appeal judges as proving that 12 out of 14 spousal abuse allegations were proven. Of course, it's very different in America. This time, it's not a judge that's used to weighing evidence and measuring it against documentary testimony and such like. It's a jury, and they tend to be more visceral in their responses.
US lawyer Brent Ward says public opinion may well have influenced the jury in Depp's favour.
Johnny Depp won the trial of public opinion when you read the information that's out there. But also, juries are a cross-section of the community. So whatever the population was prone to do, you assume the jury was probably prone to doing that also.
Depp posted on Instagram that he'd been subjected to false, very serious and criminal allegations, which had had a seismic impact on his life and career. He says the goal of bringing the case was to reveal the truth, regardless of the outcome. And if this story has raised concerns about family violence or sexual assault, support is available from 1-800-RESPECT by calling 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Greg Diet, SBS News.